This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Freedom of speech, freedom of religion. We have a whole lot of freedom. But tonight, I'm not talking about a physical freedom. I'm not talking about a freedom to go and worship statues and idols. No, I'm talking about walking in authority that God has given us and in spiritual freedom. Here in the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1, it says, Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Here, the scripture is letting us know that Christ, if we are born again, if we have had the born again experience, if we have come to the place of acknowledging Christ as our Lord and Savior, well, we are living in spiritual freedom. The Word of God also let us know that in the book of Romans 8, verse 13, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. When the Holy Spirit leads believers in Christ, he becomes the controlling influence in our lives and not in our flesh. I'm going to say it again. Brothers and sisters in Christ, people of God, those that are listening to the broadcast tonight, those that will be listening at a later date, when the Holy Spirit of God leads believers of Christ, he becomes the controlling influence in our lives and not in our flesh. You see, again, in the Word of God, in St. John 8, verse 36, it says, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free. In other words, we abide in him, and he abide in us. We shall ask what we will, and it shall be done. But we must abide in him as he abide in us. We must walk in obedience of what the Word of God is saying. 1 Samuel 15:22, the because of the verse says, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken better than the fat of the rams. So again, we are talking about walking in spiritual freedom. Jesus Christ paid the price for us to be back in fellowship with God the Father. Yes, liberty. It is the delight and passion of all mankind. Freedom is the quantity or state of being free. Having the ability to do as one pleases within the confinement of what you believe. In the Word of God, it says that in 2 Corinthians 3, chapter 3, verse 17, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So believers in Christ, the Spirit of God is always the Spirit of liberty. And the Spirit that is not of God, it is the spirit of bondage, the spirit of oppression and depression. Yes, this must be repeated. People of God, believers of Christ, the Spirit of God is always the spirit of liberty, the spirit of divine freedom. And the spirit that is not of God is the spirit of bondage, oppression, and depression. You see, the spirit of God in our lives as believers, he will convince vividly, and intensely. But he's always the spirit of liberty, the spirit of true freedom on a spiritual basis. So people of God, Christians, God does not want you as a child of his to be under the bondage of the law, trying to keep the law, which we could not do, or being of self-effort. Instead, God wants you, as a child of his, to have the freedom of the Holy Spirit working in your life. Because, child of God, the Holy Spirit is present within you as a born-again believer. All you need to do is to reach out for it by faith. Sometimes we as God's people live such a defeated and self-defeated life that is not the way God intended for us to live. No, he wants us to live the overcoming life. He wants to have this freedom spiritually to flow in his presence. He wants us to be able to have the freedom to serve him in spirit and in truth. So walking in spiritual freedom is something God delights in order that he may use us for his glory. You see, we as God's people have the freedom to belong to the family of God. God have called us for such a time as this. He have called us in what we are experiencing in 2020. Even though we may be in a quarantine, even though we may be at a stay-at-home order that have been given, God still wants us to operate in freedom, to operate in freedom, in genuine freedom, true freedom, in a spiritual basis. You see, as a born-again believer, as we have experienced the born-again believer being rebirthed on a spiritual basis, I'm reminded when Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, and he said, "We recognize," paraphrasing it now, "We recognize you, Jesus, that you're not like the teachers of the Pharisees, Sadducees, and all those things. You're not a religious teacher of the law. We sense and discern that you are. Hallelujah, you are sent by God. You're different." You see, as a born again believer of Christ, spirit filled and led by the Spirit of God, you will be different. You'll talk different. You'll walk different. You'll live different. Because we acknowledge that, child of God, we have the freedom to walk in spiritual freedom. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 15 through 17, it says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry out, Abba, Father. You see, the Holy Spirit itself bearing witness with our spirit as a born again believer that we are the children of God. And if children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. So people of God, the Holy Spirit that abides in us, it places the believer of God, of Christ, as a son or daughter, as we cry out, Abba, Father. It is an intimate name used only by the members of God's family. As joint heirs with Christ, all believers of Christ shares all of the inheritance together. We also have the promises, the promise of glorification unto the Lord. You see, once we become heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, heaven has all that is in heaven is at our use, at our disposal. In other words, God looks at us all the same across the board, regardless of what position that you uphold in the body of Christ. Word of God says he no respect of person. What he do for one, he can do for another. But if we are wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in the things of God, and we are living a devoted life, we live in a life that's sacrificial unto him. We live in a life that's well-pleasing in his eyesight. Then we become candidates, hallelujah, of everything that the word of God promises. See, the word says, in him, in Christ, we are entitled to all of God's promises. And all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him are amen. So people of God, the Holy Spirit places us as believers of Christ, whether a son or daughter, in God's family, household. We belong to him. We have the privilege of calling God our Father. We have the privilege of calling Abba Father, which is the intimate name given and used by the members of God's family. We all across the board, as believers of Christ, we share all of the inheritance. You see, Jesus became poor that we may be rich in him. He became the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. He became the one that is the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus became the one that bridged the gap between God and man. So as we walk out in the spiritual authority or the freedom that have been given to us, we don't take it for granted, because we know that there was an awesome price has to be paid. Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there'll be no remission of sins. Jesus died for us on Calvary's cross. Jesus shed his blood for us, washes our sins whiter than snow. Yes, that was and that still is an awesome price have been given, paid for our sins. Walking in spiritual freedom. Yes, we as children of God, and therefore we are part of the family of God. We have the freedom, first of all, to belong. Second of all, we have the freedom to serve. To serve in the household of God. To serve one another. To do service for God. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Holy Spirit giveth life. So believers in Christ, we are ministers of God. And our availability to serve, it comes from God within us. A desire to serve him in spirit and in truth. A desire to please him in everything we say and do. See, the Bible says we do this all by faith. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Well, a little bit further, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that you say, that he is who he say he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So seek the Lord while he may be found. Draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to you. So when we walk in spiritual freedom, we realize that the God that we serve is awesome. We realize that the God that have allowed us to still be here on top of the ground not on top of us. Have given us the liberty for us to walk in the love of God, to serve others that may be less fortunate than we are. Yes, as we walk in spiritual freedom, we are people of God that has the freedom to be guided by the Spirit of God. Bible says, according to Romans 8, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Also in the book of Psalms 32, verse 8, it says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way in which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eyes. So remember, believers of Christ, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yes, there is liberty and freedom to serve him in spirit and in truth. We have the freedom to go beyond the four walls of a building into the highways and the byways and tell people the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let people know that he is able to make a way out of the way. He's able to bring you out of the mess that you're in. He's able to turn you around, put your foot on solid ground. He's able to pick you up out of that pig pen or that cesspool. He's able to take that hardness of heart out and give you a heart of flesh. When we walk in spiritual freedom, which we don't take for granted as born-again believers, we don't get big-headed because we realize we have to walk in humility. By doing this, by casting ourselves totally and completely for God's service, we can't take the credit in what we must lead people to the source, to the one, to God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three agree as one. So again, believers of Christ, remember this. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You see, liberty is the right to discipline ourselves in life. Liberty gives us the right to discipline ourselves in life in order not to be disciplined by someone else. That's why it's so important for us to stay prayed up, study up in the things of God, to study his word, to pray and fast, and ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide, to allow people to cross our path, that we put the time of preparation in, that we may be able to be used by God. You see, we are the credit. He's the power. He's the one that can mold us. He's the one that can break us and stretch us. He's the one that can help us to be a vessel set apart for the master's use. He's the one that can allow us with the spirits of freedom that we walk in to be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet, to speak words of encouragement and exhortation into people's lives, into another brother or sister's lives that may be going through something. Give them a word for the spiritual season that we are in, that will help them to go to hang on in there a little while longer. So, freedom.
But nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus loved me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loved me. Oh, yes, Jesus loved me, for the Bible tells me so.
love made me whole. When I was lost in darkness, Jesus saved my soul. He loves me, he loves me. From beginning to the end, I experienced his love. Now I found a true friend. He loves me, he loves me. Just read the writing on the wall.
Become the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. So we have to look on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. So again, in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, it says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And with a conjunction, it says, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, when before Christ we were entangled in the yoke of bondage, religiously and physically as well as mentally, even religiously, each and every one of us that have been born of a woman, we have been born in sin. We have been born in a nature of sin. You see, as sinners, we only know what the world has to offer. But as believers that becoming saints of God, we know now what God has to offer. But it comes with a price. It comes with, just like in the natural, the debt that was done, wars and rumors of wars that was shed on this land for the freedom that we experience today. It was in the supernatural, in the spiritual realm, we also recognize that Jesus Christ came from heaven upon planet earth. And he became the sacrifice that was shed for all mankind. Jesus Christ. That's why as born again believers, we call him Lord of Lords and King of Kings. So liberty is the right to discipline ourselves in life in order that we don't be disciplined by anyone else. So we as children of God, when we get out of alignment with God's divine will, if we may have missed the mark, God, in turn, he will chastise us to bring us back in fellowship with him. So we as believers in Christ have the freedom to witness to others about Jesus. Here in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 8, it says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the othermost parts of the earth. This promise was given to the disciples of Christ, to the apostles in the New Testament. The New Testament, chapter 1 and verse, and also chapter 2, even in chapter 3, it talks about the church. Christians was first called at the church of Antioch. The word Christian was first mentioned. So we as born-again believers, we have fallen underneath the same promise that was given when Peter stood up after being filled with the Holy Ghost. The message, and over 3,000 souls were saved, came to the in one church service. So God wants us. Jesus gave the Great Commission to the apostles, and to the disciples of his. He said, the promise of the Holy Spirit is given to you and also to your children and as many that will come. So that we were called to be witnesses. First in Jerusalem, which is the church, in Judea, in Samaria, and out to the othermost parts. Your Jerusalem may be your family, the community that you live in. It may be the place where God wants to use you. And then once we witness the home, then we can go out to the uttermost parts of the earth. Yes, believers of Christ, the gospel, the good news. You see, it's not something that we go to church to only hear when we get together in an assembly. But the gospel, the good news, it is something we go from the church to tell others about Jesus Christ. So when we as Christians live the gospel message and our lives is in alignment with God's will and his word, then those that are watching us, the sinner, will listen to the gospel. You see, that's why our video have to line up with our audio. So let us reach out to a world in need of a word, in need of good news, with the word of God, which is what the world needs to hear. So walking in spiritual liberty brings about great responsibility on our part. Walking in authority and spiritual liberty. So we as people of God, we also have the freedom to learn. Bible says in the book of John 16, verses 13 through 15, how that when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit shall glorify Jesus. For he shall receive what is mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. So therefore say I that he shall talk of mine and shall show it unto you. So remember, believers of Christ, our goal in life should always be to glorify God and to build up the kingdom of God. Also to draw others to Christ. Our exercise of our spiritual freedom must be to support the goals that I just mentioned. Again, we live a life as sons and daughters of Christ so that God may get the glory in us and through us. We also want to build up the kingdom of God. Work while it is day, because night cometh when no man can work. And also we want to witness and tell others about Jesus, to draw them to a close relationship, to let them know the steps that are needed to repent, the steps that are needed after repentance, to confession, and also to belief. Yes, the word of God is true. The word of God itself. God honors his word above his name. And again, when we relate back to Galatians 5 and 13, it says, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, unto freedom. Only use not that liberty or that freedom for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." So we, as a child of God, when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then we are given the privilege to stand face to face with Christ. We are given the privilege to know and to understand Christ, which means that there is no veil over the face or eyes of the believer. Nothing to keep us from knowing the Lord. In the book of John, chapter 1, verse 14, it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." The word here in this verse is talking about, the Word is Jesus. The Word is Jesus who became flesh, and he dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, who is full of grace and truth. People of God, those that are listening in, freedom is the birthright of every person. Spiritual freedom. It is having the freedom to worship in spirit and in truth. Having the freedom to learn on what has been given. Again, 2 Corinthians 3 and 17, it says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Again, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are freed from the bondage of sin. The Apostle Paul reminds us in the scriptures that says, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the bondage of sin?" Again, we as Christians, is made free because of Jesus from the penalty of sin. You see, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. But the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Walking in spiritual freedom is something that we, as children of God, should want to obtain. Children of God, we are free to freedom, spiritual freedom. Again, we are reminded where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And that liberty gives us certain rights and privileges. We are free. We are free to open the Word of God, to search the Scriptures, to claim the promises, the doctrine. We are free to all that is in the Word of God. You see, the Word of God, it is the bank of heaven from which we may draw from as much as we would like to without any hindrance. It is the privilege of a believer of Christ to be able to always send a petition to the throne of grace, the throne of God. Let us come boldly to the throne of God in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Just for a reminder, in being a disciple of Christ, we are given spiritual freedom from our sin, because we have experience the born again experience in a spiritual way. There is a positive side to it, and there's also a negative side of experiencing of having the freedom in a spiritual manner. First, the negative side of it, of our spiritual freedom, is for us to always remember, in being a disciple of Christ, we must be aware, on the alert, of false teachers. See, the Bible says in the book of Galatians 2, verse 4 and 5, and that because of false teachers, brethren, who secretly came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us again into bondage, to whom we did not yield in subjection. No, not for now. That the truth of the gospel might continue with us, or with you as a child of God. So, children of God, in us being new creatures in Christ, after having the born again spiritual experience, we should always be, again, on the alert of discerning false teachers. That's why we have to study the Word of God by ourselves. 2 Timothy 2 and 15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Because when false teachers come into the body of Christ, they will promise you liberty, freedom, that they themselves are labor as servants of corruption. See, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 through 4, beloved, believe not every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Walking in spiritual freedom. There's also a positive side about spiritual liberty. And being a New Testament Christian, we should not use your own spiritual liberty of life as a stumbling block, but take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. Walking in spiritual freedom. Precious Father, we thank you for your word, that your word has not returned to you void, that your word will accomplish what you will. We thank you, Father, because you are a good God and a merciful God. You're a God that sits high in the throne. You're a God that knows all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are thankful and grateful for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. If you'd like to get in contact with Apostle Dudley Tebow and Providence Lisa Tebow, you can get you can contact us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, you can contact us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Well, bless God. Have a happy and tremendous 4th of July weekend. May God bless you. May God keep you is our prayer. Pray for us as we pray for you. God's willing, Jesus tarry. We shall meet again next Tuesday at 6 p.m. God bless.